The revolution we need, the leadership we have, a message and a call from the Revolutionary Communist Party, USA. This is not the best of all possible worlds, and we do not have to live this way. We live under a system of capitalism imperialism, a system in which U.S. imperialism is the most monstrous, most oppressive superpower, a system driven by a relentless chase after profit, which brings horror upon horror, a nightmare seemingly without end for the vast majority of humanity. Poverty and squalor, torture and rape, the wholesale domination and degradation of women everywhere, wars and invasion and occupations, assassinations and massacres, planes, missiles, tanks, and troops of the USA bombarding people in faraway lands while they sleep in their homes or go about their daily lives, blasting their little children to pieces, cutting down men and women in the prime of their life or in old age, kicking down their doors and dragging them away in the middle of the night. While here in the USA itself, the police harass, brutalize, and murder youth in the streets of the inner cities over and over again. And then they spit out the maddening insults, insisting that this is justified, as if these youth are not human beings, have no right to live, deserve no respect, and no future. For millions in the inner city, if they are not killed at an early age, their likely future is prison. This system has robbed so many youth of the chance for a decent life and has got far too many living, dying, and killing for nothing. Nothing good, nothing more than messing up people and murdering each other on the streets of the cities here, or joining the military, being trained to be murderers on a mass scale, massacring people in countries across the globe. A system which offers millions and millions of youth no greater purpose, no better fate than crime and punishment, or to become a mindless killing machine for the system itself. That alone is reason enough to sweep away this system from the face of the earth. Some say this is all God's will, and we just have to put it all in God's hands. But it was not some God that got us in this situation, and it won't be some God that will get us out of it. The truth is, there are no gods, and we don't need them. The revolution we need. It is this system that has got us in the situation we're in today and keeps us there. And it is through revolution to get rid of this system that we ourselves can bring a much better system into being. The ultimate goal of this revolution is communism, a world where people work and struggle together for the common good, where everyone contributes whatever they can to society and gets back what they need to live a life worthy of human beings, where there are no more divisions among people in which some rule over and oppress others, robbing them not only of the means to a decent life, but also of knowledge and of means for really understanding and acting to change the world. This revolution is both necessary and possible. This is the truth that is covered up and lied about. But we have the facts and the analysis to back this up. This capitalist imperialist system is in crisis. This system is bankrupt. This system is rotten to the core. This system is based on ruthless exploitation. This system commits so many monstrous crimes and causes so much unnecessary suffering. We do not need to be sacrificing even more to rescue this system. This system needs to be swept aside, its crimes against humanity stopped cold, its institutions dismantled and replaced by ones that empower people to build a new society free of exploitation and oppression. It is true. Now is not yet the time in this country to go all out to seize the power away from those who rule over us and to bring a new power serving our interests into being. But now is the time to be working for revolution, to be stepping up resistance while building a movement for revolution, to prepare for the time when it will be possible to go all out to seize the power. All this is not possible without leadership. But the thing is, there is leadership. The leadership we have. In Bob Avakian, the chairman of our party, we have the kind of rare and precious leader who does not come along very often. A leader who has given his heart and all his knowledge, skills, and abilities to serving the cause of revolution and the emancipation of humanity. Bob Avakian has developed the scientific theory and strategic orientation for how to actually make the kind of revolution we need. And he is leading our party as an advanced force of this revolution. He is a great champion and a great resource for people here, and indeed, people all over the world. The possibility for revolution right here and for the advance of the revolution everywhere is greatly heightened because of Bob Avakian and the leadership he is providing. Right now, and in an ongoing way, we must spread the word about the revolution we need and the leadership we have to every corner of this country, giving people the means to become part of this revolutionary movement, and organizing into this movement everyone who wants to make contribution to it, who wants to work and fight, to struggle and sacrifice, not to keep this nightmare of a world going as it is, but to bring a better world into being.